There is a curfew of 9 p.m. All citizens are to be inside and asleep by then. Those who are caught outside receive a hefty fine and a telling off. We follow the story of two patrol officers. I mean, I don't mind doing the patrol at all. That means I can get exercise a little. I got a new phone recently and it tells me to do 6,000 steps a day, but I'm so lazy and I'm kind of always exhausted after work. Glad I'm able to do this route with you though. Sometimes I get the heebie-jeebies when it's dark and I'm wandering around. Honestly, so strange when the government implemented the curfew, but I guess if it's for the overall health of the population, then it would benefit us all. I'm glad we finally moved past the whole 6 hours of sleep is plenty for you concept. We all knew that wasn't right. I don't know how long you normally sleep, but I'm 10 hours. Some nights you can even add two more since I'm just a major sleepyhead.
You said it. I was a complete insomniac before this all started. At first, when they announced it, I thought it was crazy talk, but I noticed people are happier, more receptive, hell, even more patient. Having a mandatory sleep schedule seemed so harsh at first, but I think it truly is for the better. I wonder what change will happen in the future that would be similar to this. I couldn't imagine it when it was first implemented into society, but, well, it seems normal now. If I'm honest, I've never actually caught anyone outside before. I kind of wish someone would come along so we can bully them to sleep. I mean, I've been practicing so much on my friends, and I seem to do the tricks quite well. The power of ASMR, huh?
Well, what a convenient twist to the plot. Hey, do you see that? That guy on the bench over there. What do we do?
Well, we do have to go over there and enforce the curfew. We are officers, after all. Hello. Are you aware what time it is? That's right, it's 10 p.m. Yet here you are. Could you please produce an ID for me? Oh, I see. You have no past offenses, which is good, but how far away are you from home? You do know what you've done wrong, right? At least you aren't so far away. Let us sit down next to you. I think you need a stern talk. You see, it's our job to make sure there are no delinquents or miscreants at large. How are we supposed to know you were just out to get some fresh air because you couldn't sleep? Is that our fault for trying to do our job? Of course it isn't. Now, we need to get you ready for bed, right? Seems like we're both prepared to give you a government-issued ASMR session.
Just hold still now. We have you in our capable hands. So let me guess. Insomniac or just overworked to the bone and stressed out with personal problems? Hydration issues, maybe? An overthinker? What about medication? Do you take melatonin? Tried any other variety of sleeping pills? And nothing worked at all. Such a shame. Guess we'll just have to try our best on you. There. You can take your time. Can you hear what's going on around you? If you fall asleep, that's okay. We can take you back to your home. Like you said, it's right over there, Surely you trust us enough to do that. What we have to do is follow along a little checklist of different sensations for you. Legally, we can touch you anywhere. You know, for apprehending suspects and such, so it's best not to resist. Just focus on the sounds around you. We'll just get through this checklist nice and quick. So do you know about ASMR then? I assume you do. You don't seem surprised at all. Don't tell me this isn't your first time you've been caught out on curfew before. You look awfully sheepish, you know. You can relax around me for the most part. It's actually more paperwork if I decide you're worth a night in jail or issue a fine, so... Lucky for you to have come across us and not any other patrol.
She's right, you know. It is awfully bothersome having to bring someone back with us to the cell and the paperwork. Oh, it's just a headache for the most part. You just be good and let us do what we want to you. It must feel good, right? Having us whisper away to you while we attempt all sorts of different tingles. All this undivided attention. Doesn't it just make you want to an eternal slumber? Doesn't your body not feel heavier and heavier? If you want, you can lie back on this little park bench of yours. See, it's even easier for us to get really close and personal with you. There seems to be some science behind ASMR that I just can't wrap my head around. Are these noises really enough for someone like you to tingle? Why? What's so special about noises? Is it because there's direct physical contact? So many questions and not enough answers. You're really quiet, you know. I hope it's not because you're scared of us, right? Just because we're women in uniform doesn't mean we would use that against someone. In fact, we trained very hard for this specific branch of law enforcement. I had a friend like you, someone who couldn't sleep, and it drove him mad, believe it or not. I might not fully understand ASMR or tingles, but I'm more than happy to help out anybody in need. I guess my problem is I simply care too much.
almost finished with the checklist. It seems like you're really starting to calm down and get sleepy, which is good news for me. You are more responsive to some sounds than others, but that matters not. I find mixing and matching works best when we are practicing at the academy. How I miss those days. I felt so anxious and worried, but in reality, well, because of my job now, I talk and make noises for someone who's out past curfew. Long gone are the days people could walk around past their bedtime. I feel like it's going to be a distant memory soon enough. There's only a few reasons why you are allowed out, such as an emergency, but then, what do people like you do, Stare at the same four walls all night long until the sun peers through your window once more? Sometimes I'd argue there's a fate worse than death. But that matters not. Let me see about this checklist here. You're doing great. I think what we'll do is walk you home, okay? Come on. Let us take you by the hand, sleepyhead. Did you say it was this apartment complex here? So what number are you? This one here? Okay. Let's get you to bed. Shoes off, and then let's get you all snuggled in. There. Nice and comfy, just like that. Now you won't be getting a fine. But please be careful next time you are outside past curfew. The government isn't kidding around, and not all officers are like us. We are happy to help, but you have to be careful and look out for yourself, okay? You don't have to say anything. We will keep petting you.